Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Why would I want to watch terrible movies?
I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
I'm just saying, why would I ever want to fill my brain with even so, you know, we get no news on our phones. We get zero news. Like, listen, I have kids in the car and I don't want them to, listen, they're going to grow up and realize how much terrible things are in the world. Why would I want to start them young with terrible things?
There could be protests happening in the city and our kids have no idea what they're for.
There could actually be aliens.
No, I would know if there was aliens.
Will you watch the news?
That would be, I haven't watched it in so long. I really like watching news. So, I like when I know what people are talking about. But if there's aliens, I am there. Because when aliens are real, I hope you guys know that. There is 100% called aliens. There is species. I've watched enough things to know. So if you want to turn a blind eye and not believe that there is living beings on other planets, you just go ahead and do that.
Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy.
We're going to just start with a Tuesday. I just feel like we can debrief about our life easier than having
thinking
to really...
about sex.
You know, I could get into the sexual thing. And I also... So I wanted to know, you know how there was Coachella?
Yeah.
This past week. And when you're listening to this, it was Coachella a little while ago. I feel like the Coachella is such a part of people's like life. Like people are like, oh, Coachella's coming up. And even grown-ups go. Like even people our age go. Yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not that far from our age. Let's just put it out there. In the reality of life, we get not even close to be their parents. These people like to cluster in an area. And be together and dance. Now, my question is, And we were like, we actually have someone we work with, and he was just getting ready to go to Coachella because him and his friends have gone every year for like the past 20 years together. Now they're having babies. He's worried it's going to end. They're excited about this.
Yeah.
Because
20 years? Has Coachella been 20 years?
Oh my gosh. I
feel like he wasn't even born 20 years ago.
I know. See, that's how good we are. We have team members that are babies. Yeah, because we're staying literally on the edge of glory.
We're on the, however so, long, yeah.
Would you ever want to go to Coachella?
No. I'm having panic attack about going to a school gym with 400 people.
And the crazy thing about this thing is that like they go there and even the most famous people don't have their own like private area. They are in the fuck of it all.
Yeah, you're in the fuck of it all. You know, like, you couldn't actually pay me to go.
But you get to listen to your favorite artists. I'm sorry. I can listen to my favorite artist right here on my phone.
I think there's concert people and then there's non-concert people. And the non-concert people, like me, it isn't, it's too many, it's an over, too many things coming at me at once with too many people. And the sheer just like even
smells.
How do you go to the bathroom? And like, how do you get out? How do you get in? How do you like get a water? Do you not go to the bathroom? You're there for out. And that other
and everyone is smoking weed everywhere. So
that
even
other
if
one,
you're
Burning
not,
Man, fuck
oh
no.
Oh God. Like and they just love it. And normal people go. And the thing is that I was wondering because I saw like,
I think
what's
some,
her name?
Who?
The one that Taylor's always with, the singer. Ice Spice. Ice Spice is just there like smoking a joint and she's with Taylor, right?
And she's performing.
Okay. And she's just sitting there like hanging out with them and smoking a joint.
There is a VIP area.
But the security guards, Taylor and them, they're trying to enjoy themselves with a security guard right beside and he just stands there like this. Like it is so weird. I'm sure they're used to that. But Taylor could never smoke a joint. She can hold alcohol. But she couldn't go, even though we know that Ice Spice is right there smoking a joint. Taylor couldn't actually grab the joint and smoke it on camera, right?
I don't think so.
Isn't that
I think
funny?
She would if she wanted to, though. I don't think she wouldn't not.
Okay.
I just don't think she's probably, her boyfriend can't.
Right.
She's probably like, she probably can't for singing. She probably knows she like, I don't do that for my voice. I mean, right. Her voice is $1 billion. Mm. Like, she probably is like, I can't even.
But she's so close to the, and we know what it's like. She's high.
Yeah, but she probably can't.
Secondhand high.
She probably can't even think about it because then even if you, I feel like if you're an artist and you have fans who you are performing to and mm-hmm. it's 70,000 people mm-hmm. and you don't show up for, if you're smoking and then you're like, I can't, my voice or my throat, I have to take a rest. They're like, screw you. Like,
meanwhile, all the biggest. Yep. Singers but and celebrities of life.
Are they selling out
yes.
Stephanie's? Who? No one's.
Oh my God. All the biggest. Like,
no one sold out as big as Taylor. No one's sold out
stadiums.
Okay, so
but in history, because maybe not that big, but like Post Malone smokes on stage.
Yeah, but I think that.
Rolling Stones.
I think it's a different demographic, a different age, and I feel like
that. But I'm saying they smoked their whole careers.
Yeah.
And they were amazing singers. Like Joni Mitchell, like all of them have, even the one that died, the young one that died.
I just don't think
Amy Winehouse.
I mean, she also goes on a treadmill and runs for like and does her. Mm-hmm. I think it's different when you're not just standing there. The performance she puts on, I feel like, is from what people say. She's running. She's changing. Mm-hmm. I think she doesn't want to. I'm sure she.
Yeah,
I'm sure she would if she wanted to. I'm sure. I think she probably.
She's like
a bad idea, but also probably like I in my life right now. I don't want to, and her boyfriend.
She might also just not be interested in it like us.
That's what I mean. I don't want to. I don't really like it. And her boyfriend probably can't do it. So I'm not going to get high.
I could see Travis, and I know that he did drugs. I could so see Travis high.
Yeah.
Like smoking a joint and being high so much.
I wonder if they still, I mean, some of the contracts for sports people is so outrageous. Like, they can go do it, but then their contract's null and void if something happens. So they can't get their payment or whatever their contract. So if you sign a contract and like in my husband's contract, he couldn't ski. Mm-hmm. So if he went skiing and hurt himself, you don't get anything. But if you hurt yourself on the ice or doing something, then you get your contract. So I feel like some of them are so like to the point of what you can and can't do. Mm-hmm. I wonder if drugs is on there. If you do drugs, you're
I feel like so many athletes in the off season smoke weed. Like I feel like it's their like, I mean, because it's legal.
But if you're an athlete and you're smoking weed and you're trying to perform as you're an idiot, you think so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as far as skiing goes, I know Tom Brady skied his whole career.
But it might not have been in his contract.
They're like, you can hurt yourself and we will still pay you.
Yeah, for the first little bit. Like, there's a lot of weird things mm-hmm. in your... How do you know he skied his whole career?
Because I know he belonged to, like, we see him skiing with his kids and he...
You see him skiing with his kids?
Like, in photos, and he has always belonged to Yellowstone ever since it opened.
And he skied?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's very lucky.
But he's the GOAT, so...
I can't even believe
he... And there's barely anyone on the hill.
I can't believe he could leave during the season to go skiing. I love that for him. He's a bad... I guess he didn't have any rules.
He could do whatever he wanted. I have a 6 ton of stairs.
He got back that fast?
Oh, then it's probably your cleaning ladies.
It's a lot of noise. People, it's a lot of noise. It's like, it sounds like someone's wrestling up there. I can see them.
When I see the Coachella thing, I feel like there's a few things in life that I feel like I'll never be a part of, and I'll die and I'll never do it.
I don't care.
Lots of them.
I'd probably die if I went.
Coachella, Burning Man. I have still never endured Vegas, and I will say, like, there's not a lot of things I regret in my life. Actually, there's nothing I regret in my life, and there's
but
probably
Vegas.
A reason that I never did Vegas, and I just watched The Hangover with my kids.
You'd probably move there.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't come home. You'd probably be like, I'm moving to Vegas.
Right. And then I might end up under those sewers. You know, I watch the underground sewers of Vegas.
In Vegas?
In Vegas.
How many people live there?
Oh, my God. It is the weirdest culture. You know, there's so many things that go on in the world that you like, oh, I have another story too. Underground things that happen in the world that you never know about. But there was a guy who used to be like really addicted to drugs, and his mission for free basically is he wants to help the people in the sewers that live in the sewers in Vegas. And it's really dangerous down there. But literally when you're walking out of the hotels and the casinos, there are grates and people live like way down under. And there's so many different cultures that happen within there. And like some are like, these are the people that do meth. These are the people that do heroin. And they all live in different places. But even to walk by, it's very dangerous. A lot of like army vets who have lost, you know, like they're in wheelchairs and stuff. They're down there. And then there's this one couple that came from Hawaii, and like it's a married couple. And they
is it a cult?
It's not a cult. They live there for free, and they're protected by like the weather, and they're
protected
it's
by
free
the weather.
Like it's free rent. Where else can you go?
How do you get welcome into the community?
Oh, yes. It's hard to get in. But it's not like the people in there, like...
Do you leave?
You can come and go because you got to go, like, go get food and, like, come back.
Do they go to work?
No, they do not go to work. No. But this one couple came from Hawaii and they look so cute. And they came there and they came to Vegas just for whatever. And it didn't work out for them. They got addicted to drugs. But they have, like, for some reason, they got VIP. They have, like, a double bed. They have a little, like, kitchen area. And they have created an apartment. Now, the problem is that every once in a while, the whole shit will get flooded. And they lose everything and they have to build up again. But people have built, like, little, like...
This sounds horrific.
It's disgusting and
where do you
really
go to the bathroom?
Gross. They have buckets and stuff.
No.
I know.
Nope.
And so he goes down there. What he wants to do is he wants to take them out of there and save them. You know?
Who?
This guy who was previously an addict and had lived down there got himself
out. So they're
out.
All addicted down there?
They're all addicted to drugs. You'd have to be addicted to drugs
oh
to live under
God.
There.
Oh, my God. Well, this sounds like terrible.
Anyways, I wouldn't
How
end up
in
the
How many people live down there?
Hundreds. And there's a whole YouTube series on it. So one, like, weekend, I just got
into it. Who films it?
It's this guy who is, I guess, in a way, he's a philanthropist.
Okay.
And he really wants to help them because it's such a horrible way and, like, for them to live. And there's alternatives for
them.
I need
to see a picture of this.
I know. You can't believe it. Like, you cannot believe it. Okay, and now, okay, so I'm just going to tell you a few fun facts of things I learned. I watched a Netflix series, Catherine.
Wait, let's take a quick break and then you tell me.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
For this episode of Kat and Nat Unfiltered, we've partnered with eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Listen, in another world, it would have been Kat and I together, but it was so important that when we were looking for our partners, that we found someone who just understood who we were and accepted us for who we were. The two of us found our marks. And we were just the same kind of people as we are today, but who knew that we would be going on the road, going on stage, going on tour, and basically having a non-filtered life. And they still have been the ones who stood by us and always supported us. So that's something that you really want to look for. And luckily, at this time, we actually have in our lives. We also love to talk about on our podcast about relationships and hear from you guys, and also always share our own individual stories, because talking about relationships and what makes them important just makes us all feel like we belong, and it gives us hope that we too could be in a relationship where you can just be with your person. We know dating isn't easy, and that's why we partnered with eHarmony, because dating is different on eHarmony. They want you to find someone who gets you like the marks get us, someone you can be fully comfortable with, unfiltered, we like to say. Their compatibility quiz helps your personality come out in your profile, which makes all the profiles on eHarmony way more interesting and fun to read. Oh, we could spend some time on there. So give eHarmony a shot. Get started with their compatibility quiz so you can find someone you can be yourself with. Find that person. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
You know, I'm at the bottom of the barrel and I'm really worried about my addiction to like crime.
Yes,
like,
me too.
Nothing satisfies me more than another crime.
Now you're going to have to go do it. That's what they say.
Be a criminal.
Yep. Because you're addicted and you like the feelings. You're going to go do it.
I was thinking of my hit list. Like if someone, like my girlfriends and I were all talking and we were just talking about some things and we're like, does anybody have someone each that they wouldn't mind if they were no longer here?
Did you have one?
I don't have one, but I could help get rid of theirs.
Whoa, they have one?
Yeah, that if they were no longer here, it would be like, it might be a better place.
Whoa.
I know.
Okay.
So we were like hit list and we like came up with like five.
Wow.
I don't actually have someone that I would prefer not to be here. I mean, I joke about like my neighbors are ridiculous, but I don't. They can live there as long as they want.
That's nice of you.
They're going to pull this when it's time to go to court, but I like that. You know what? She said, no, wasn't me. I didn't care. I find the whole idea of like murder in any way too gruesome. And the PTSD that I'd have to live with after I murdered anyone would be too much for me to
handle.
That's
so good to know. I'm really glad you're on that. But you were going to tell me you're at the bottom of the barrel.
So many people are capable of it. Like people that seem like they would be normal. Like,
stop watching crime.
No, it's the most entertaining. So, and I actually, Tamron Hall back in the day used to have a series and I found one of hers and they did it so badly back in the day, but her sister was murdered. And so she's like, I want to find out about these murders, but I want to find out how it happened, but why?
Yeah, that's me.
How did you get there? Where did you come from? Which is my favorite. I hate when, like an American nightmare where we found out everything and then we found out who the murderer was and then it ended. It's like, no. I barely care about the people that went through it. I want to know where the fuck he came from.
Okay.
Okay. So I end up on this Netflix series, and maybe some of you have seen it. They're twins. There's so many details to it, but there's twins, okay? They get into a bad accident when they're 18 years old, a car accident, but they both survive. One of them loses his total memory The only thing he remembers when he wakes up is his twin brother. Okay? The woman looks at him and goes, I'm your mom. You remember me. You remember me. Nothing. Not his house, not his mom, not his dad, not his memories. 18 years are gone, but his twin brother, he remembers.
Okay.
So then his twin brother's job to basically tell him the story of his life and who he is.
Every day.
Where he comes from. Well, he's got to build him up. He's basically gone back to like a child.
So he remembers once you told him. Like he remembers like the
No.
So in the morning you have to go back and say it again?
Oh, no. He doesn't have that.
Okay.
If he builds.
Okay. So he's like, so when you were one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he had that, and the brother has some pictures, so he can show pictures and be like, tell him memories. The parents don't really can't really handle this. This is like so like crazy that this happened that they can't really deal.
Okay.
And so it's the brother's 18-year-old brother's job to tell him the story of his life. And that 18-year-old brother has the choice to tell him what their childhood was really like.
Oh, terrible.
Or to tell him to rebuild his memories and tell him like an amazing childhood that they had.
Yeah.
So he makes up everything and doesn't tell him of the horrors of their childhood. Oh my God.
And do they end up killing people?
Nobody dies. People die of old age, but he shows him a picture of a beach. He's like, oh, did we go on family vacations? He's like, yep. And here, the two little twins on the beach, we would go to the beach with our mom and dad. We had all this, and he made all these happy memories.
That's really cute.
And while he was making up those happy memories, that twin was also, he said he was almost convincing him. He got to a point where he believed that was their life as well. Because
Whoa.
It was easier to
believe the fakeness and the realness.
Yeah. So they talked a lot about how life and the stories, like you might see a picture of a memory of something and you might have like the narrative of what happened at that time. And like we were saying before, another sibling might have a totally different memory of that time. And it doesn't matter what actually happened.
It's what you want.
It's your
believe.
Imagination builds up about it. Anyways, I hesitate to tell you that eventually when the parents died, the twins saw the brother have no emotion that they died of old age. And on the dad's deathbed, he said to the one twin, can you forgive me? And he said, no. And the other twin was like, I don't understand. And he just wouldn't answer him when the mom died.
He's like, real?
Yes. Yes. When the mom died, she was on, and he was like, I learned that the twin with no memory had learned to love his mother because he'd heard only amazing things about her.
Yeah.
And he still watched his brother have no emotion when the mom died. And he didn't understand. So he's like, what are you not telling me? And he was like, nothing. Oh, and then when they die and they live in this huge house.
Mansions.
Oh my God.
Are they given money?
Yes, somehow, you know, that's another thing. I hate when people don't say where the money comes from.
Okay.
You know, it's like the mom is a drug addict and she's on the, and the dad is there, but somehow they have food on the table and clothes and a house.
Yeah.
He ends up when they go through the house. Oh, they also aren't allowed to live in the main house. They live in like the garage.
What the hell is going on?
It must be him. He just dropped his phone. He's back already.
Okay.
He walks really fast.
Okay. I was like, that was like a boom. Okay.
So when they go to clean the house, they end up finding a picture in the mom's bedside drawer. And the one that had lost his memory sees, I don't even want to do this.
Don't tell me. I want to.
Okay.
Something terrible.
So anyways, he tells him, he asks him, were we abused as children? And the twin looks at him and goes, yes. And that's all he tells him. And he won't tell him anything else. These two twins end up growing up, working together, starting businesses together. They both get married. They both have children. The one twin is like, he will not tell me anything. So we live our lives together every single day, but he won't tell me what happened. And I cannot move forward. And the other twin is like, why do you want to know? If it's so horrible, why can't you just live with the memories that I've told you?
Because he wants to help his twin?
Maybe. Because he's like, because he was also like, if I have to say it out loud, then I have to go and remember everything that happened. And I've almost convinced myself what you believe. And so he's like, the twin is like, I cannot move on. He's like, I don't understand why you want to know. We're both going to have to live with this horrible pain of the memories and the abuse and all that. That's, you really want that? And he's like, I have to have it. So that they have them like face to face. And the twin goes to him, I recorded it. I can't tell you to your face. I cannot look at you in your face and tell you what you had to endure as a child. I'm not going to tell you what happened. So he watches the recording and you watch it.
and you're just like, oh my God. And I guess the question at the end of the day is, would you want to know?
Fuck no.
Me neither.
You know, it's so interesting because, as I do, watch all weird shit like you, but different shit. And if he realized that, if someone had told him that your brain actually can't separate reality from truth in terms of what you say to it, it believes. So you can talk it into to believing something different.
Yes.
Literally, you can, because biologically, your brain doesn't know you have anxiety. Your brain is reacting like there's a tiger in. So if you have a test and you're like, oh my God, I'm so nervous, I have to go on stage, I'm so nervous. It's the same response as 100 years ago or whenever there was animals that would chase you. It's the same feeling. Mm-hmm. Your brain is just, your body's reacting to a fear based on trying to keep you safe from a long time ago. But what we've done is we've gone and put like all these weird extra things in our lives rather than just being like, your body is reacting to something that you had to keep you safe.
But things are different now and you don't need to have that same fear. So your fear is something that you actually...
Well, it is still the same fear. It's the same fear as fear.
But your fear, but so the feeling is there, but the actual outcome, you don't actually know what the outcome's going to be until it happens, but your body is saying it's going to be really bad.
And biologically, your body's, so if you are saying to yourself, I'm so nervous for my test, I'm so nervous for my test, I'm so nervous for my test, your body's going to be nervous for the test. If you, it's all you think about, that's what's going to, your body's going to actually try to keep you safe rather than they're connected. So you can't talk to yourself that way because your body is still biologically hundreds of years old, programmed to keep you safe, not but to know why you're safe.
Even on a little level, like, and you guys will all know this as moms, is when your kid is like, I'm going to have a bad dream. I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of the dark. And we used to say, let's think about something really nice before we go to bed to change your mindset, because you're actually in control of the thoughts and the feelings in your head. And that's really hard to comprehend because those other voices or those like instincts can be so strong and they're trying to overpower.
Yeah. And wait, we'll take a quick break because I do something with Chloe that I wish I'd done with all the rest of them.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So I used to lie with her every night, and now when she goes to bed, I help her calm down and say goodnight to all of her, like, say goodnight to your toes, like, just calm, so she lets go. Because when I'm in yoga, when you lie down and they actually tell you to do it, like, take your, release your jaw. You actually release your jaw.
That's what I
release
do.
Your, put your tongue, like, let go of your tongue. Like, let your fingers relax.
And you don't, you're like, I'm relaxed. But then when you go through each item of your body, you'll realize that your forehead is clenched.
Uh-huh.
Your jaw is clenched. Sometimes I'll even be like, okay, what's left? And I'll be like, my hand is clenched.
Yep. So I go through, I'm like, okay, like, so, and I'm like, she takes a deep breath in, and on her own, deep breath out. And I'm like, okay, so like, let your toes just fall. Let mm-hmm. your feet fall. Mm-hmm. Try not to keep, even that, we keep our feet like straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then before she's asleep, I'm like, make sure you thank your body today. Thank your strong legs. Thank your stomach for being able to bend. You know, I'm like,
oh my God, that sounds like a yoga class.
Yeah. And I go, and make sure you thank how strong and amazing your body is to you and be grateful for it. Like I just remind, and I think that because she's almost in a state of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, in those moments when you have time to if I can make it a pattern for her mm-hmm. to start saying thank you to my body, I'm hopeful that it will.
She'll love her body and treat it well.
And just remind her of the kindness, like of what it does for you every day. Like be so thankful for what this does for you every day because, mm-hmm. you know, it's really good to you. Your body's so good to you. Make sure
well,
you
think
it. Well,
and it's also just a good narrative to think about before you go to bed instead of something you might be worrying about.
Well, then we put our thoughts, our busy thoughts on a cloud and it goes out and then in comes your good dreams. And mm-hmm. I usually am like, in comes baby Chi-Chi and all her friends and a bunny and a beach and the warm sunshine and we're all on it. And I'm like.
And as an adult, I have to do it to myself. And I remember like, you know, back in the day when it's like, if you ever had it's exactly the same thing, if someone has a hard time falling asleep, start from the tip of your toes to the top of your head and relax every single part of your body. But I still have, like when I can't sleep at night, it's because I'm having these rotating thoughts. And I literally, like I was telling Kat yesterday, when I try to shut them down, I say, Natalie, no. And I like close it down and then I'm like quickly think about something. And for us, like we're going on a vacation soon. We haven't been on a vacation in a long time. It's something that is simple and has like it has no complications at all. I'm like, just think about that. Think about what it's going to feel like. I'm a freaking 38-year-old woman and I am still trying to close those thoughts out of my mind because often those thoughts are just going to spiral for absolutely like no purpose at all.
And I think that the to that point of telling yourself what you should be thinking or it's a habit and you have to get out of the habit because I think so often when we think about the interactions with our kids, when we think about the interactions of the day, and then I mean most of my kids rush home, get changed, get into bed. It's like there's no time to actually unwind. Like if you think about everyone's day and now with phones, really is no time to turn your brain off. Mm-hmm. Like actually, you know, shut it down. And I don't do yoga often, but in every class that I go to in the heat, they make you start just like just be here for this class. Like get present. Start mm-hmm. on your mat. Let's mm-hmm. get present. Let's go. And I think to myself, just someone telling you that, you can tell yourself that, mm-hmm. but we don't.
Mm.
So the guy, the twin, the whatever,
mm-hmm.
I think that think it's important that we put the narratives into our kids' heads, even if we don't necessarily think they're there yet, that it's what you tell them they will begin to believe and think. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people, my daughter really wants to go to school in the States, and I really do my best to not be like, how are you gonna do more? Good luck, how are you paying for that, what's that look like, because what is going on?
I think he's dropping his phone.
No, I think he's shooting pucks or something. Sounds like it's at the window.
Well, there should be a lot more pucks being shot.
No, but I think he's missing and hitting the window or something, like grabbing it or something. I was thinking,
for everything they say, like our kids will say some outrageous things sometimes. Like your daughter, maybe this isn't an outrageous thing, but I was, when she said it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like, what are the options for that? When she told me she's going to be a professional dancer, when she goes up, of course she can. Of course she can. But I didn't know she was going to say that. And she decided to tell me that. And I was like, oh, and I was like, okay, keep it together now. Just act normal. I'm like, what kind of, how can you make money as a dancer? She's like, a Raptors dancer. And I'm like, that is a genius place to start.
You've already thought this through. I love it. And I just try to let them not, like, I think that we are so often so quick to be like, no, nah. And at bedtime is like, go to bed. Just don't worry about it. Shut your head down. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we actually just want them to go to sleep because we're exhausted. We want them just to be like, just let it go. Like, you're fine. Mm-hmm. And I think that all they're asking for, we need to give them the tools to how to reframe all of the conversations they're thinking about, because I am such a firm believer in what you talk about is what will happen. Like, it will happen. If you talk about all the negative shit all day, that will happen. You're asking for what you don't want. Mm-hmm. And I think I hear people negative all the time. Oh, that's a bad day. Oh, started off to a great day. Whoa, it's a blah, blah. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's one situation. I'm like, one situation is going to make you have a bad day. And this guy can live through so much and then go believe something else, I just think that people underestimate
that
we're
not
connected.
Though, I think that when we think about it, I think it was that twin was like, I don't want you to have that alone. Like, we are partners. You're the only one I could trust in this whole, because he was mad at first that he didn't tell him the truth. But I think he was like, if we're everything to each other and all we have really deep down is each other, I need to know what you know for you.
Yeah,
you know,
I need to carry it. I mean, it happened, so let me know.
You don't have to carry this for me. Like, you know, we're equals. We went through this together.
Yeah, we did go through that together.
But I am telling you, if he
doesn't have feeling to it, I wonder how much he actually carries. Because if you can't remember the actual feeling of it, it's really hard to grasp.
It's so true. Like, he won't remember
the trauma.
Like, yeah,
he'll just know that it happened,
and he'll be able to be there for his brother.
Yeah, and carry some of it. I mean,
and they were the most nice, normal, smart, intelligent
in your 60-minute series.
In my 60-minute series, to think that they were raised by these monsters, and they seemingly have normal wives and children, and they've done well for themselves, and they love each other, and they seem so lovely. And I'm like, wow, like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck are we doing? Sorry. Side note: they were not taken care of. Mm. And they turned out.
They could have had someone in their life who really kept them.
Doesn't sound like they had
no teacher, nothing.
Anybody. They didn't even talk about going to school.
Huh.
It was really weird. But yes, I'd like some more details. I want to know how the parents had such a large house.
Family money?
I guess. And they never said what the dad did. He was just a horrible person. And they said that they didn't know, that they truly believe the dad did not know what was going on. He had no idea. He was a bad guy, but he didn't know this.
That's very common, isn't that?
I'm just going to have to tell you on the side, because now I have to tell you because you need to know.
I don't want
to
know.
No, I got to tell you.
I don't want to know.
Well, what if it just tell you? What if it slips out? What if it slips out while we're having lunch?
I don't want to know. I don't need
to know. But now I have to live with it.
Yep. You watched it. I didn't watch it. There's a very big reason I don't want. You know what?
It's going to come up it's going to come up in your algorithm.
Everyone makes so much fun of me that, like, I don't like to watch. Why would I want to watch terrible movies?
I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
I'm just saying, why would I ever want to fill my brain with even so, you know, we get no news on our phones. We get zero news.
Guys, like, if you don't turn on the news or you don't listen to the news in Canada, in Toronto, you have no idea. We don't have any idea what is going on in the world. I guess people read, like, listen to podcasts of the news. Well, and they're like, what? When do I have time for that?
Listen, I have kids in the car, and I don't want them to. Listen, they're going to grow up and realize how much terrible things are in the world. Why would I want to start them young with terrible things? I'm like, enjoy your ambivalence now. Like, be ambivalent. Go be fucking, what's that word when you're like, you know, ambivalent? Not ambivalent, but it's like kind of.
Naive?
Is it naive or is it like. Clueless, not clueless, just like
there could be protests happening in the city and our kids have no idea what they're for.
There could actually be aliens.
No, I would know if there was aliens.
Will you watch the news?
That would be, no, I haven't watched it in so long. I really like watching news. I like when I know what people are talking about. But if there's aliens, I am there. Because
so when
aliens are real, I hope you guys know that. There is 100% called them aliens. There is species. I've watched enough things to know. So if you want to turn a blind eye and not believe that there is living beings on other planets, just go ahead
and do
that. Here's
what we get in Canada. When you go to your news app that now has gone up to $20 a month. $20 a month. $20 a month. When you go, this is what you get. You have to pay. So it basically blocks you and you can see nothing.
It just gives you a headline and then it's like start
when
reading.
Is that going to change?
I don't think ever.
Like a new government?
Unlock this story and more. News is better than ever. Now with 400, I don't want 400 titles of news. So you cannot open anything.
You know one thing that like, you know how they say like when you're looking to like change your algorithms or
send shit.
Think what?
Send like think go watch the videos people. You want.
Yeah. And but there's one that I've been like, and you know, if you like it, click on these things. Like spend some time on them because then you'll be delivered more.
They keep
more.
Getting them.
So I keep thinking to myself when I see something I like, wait a sec, click on it. And if I see something that I don't like or grosses
report.
Me out. Or no, I just don't even. I don't even touch it. Because I used to get
even
tempted.
If you stay longer than 10 seconds.
Right. I'm like quickly. Like
you
I
can
remember,
push not interested by the way.
I just don't want to, I just want any of that stuff. Because it's like if I see, I had a moment where I was like, I saw like a pimple pop, and so then I clicked on, and the next thing, and it was I was like, so now even though I kind of want to see
it, you're gonna get it. We talked about it.
I kind of want to see it. I say, Natalie, no, because you want to see it once, you don't want to see it 10 times. So now, like, Architectural Digest, the celebrity homes and the decor,
you go and click it all.
Those houses are. They almost remind me of those fake AI homes because they are just so exquisite. And I just can't believe the amount of wealth that goes into not only like the construction, the design, the decor and all that. But it's so fun to look at. And cooking. More cooking, Natalie. More cooking.
Do that.
If you see it, click it. Go, go.
The biggest hack I can give to you as a parent is to send your children videos constantly
of
that
puppies.
You and a motivational that you want them to watch. And that's going to be their algorithm. Like do it all the time.
Yeah.
I send like 2 a day.
I overheard my son and his algorithm last night and it was talking about this unusual eating disorder. I'm like, get the fuck off of that.
Yeah, so
what the hell? And I was go push, like, go, what weird eating disorder?
Go push report. Yeah. I go report shit on their phones too. Mm. I was taking I'm like, look at this video. Y'all, thanks for joining us. I hope you let us know in the comments if you would want to know a terrible past or not know a terrible past if it happened to you. You would, because you couldn't handle not
no,
knowing.
No, no.
Yeah, you would.
Not if it happened to me.
Yep.
Not if it happened to me.
I think you'd be too interested.
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't want to. If I look back at my childhood. I'm happy with everything that was there. Don't go, hey, Natalie, you forgot that this happened. Pardon?
Okay,
I do not want to know that.
Don't do that.
Don't tell me that
don't
some weird shit happened. I don't want
to
know.
If something happened weird to Natalie,
don't
tell her.
Don't tell me, because I'm happy with the way things are.
Bye.